The Bucks are open for business, open to receiving trade calls for forward Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Two-time MVP has spent all 13 years of his career with the team. Team owner Jimmy Haslam said last week that he expects the situation to be resolved ahead of the NBA draft next month. NBA playoffs last night, Oklahoma City eliminated LeBron James and the Lakers in four games, 115-110. Cleveland knocked off Detroit 112-103 to even that series at two games apiece. NHL, Colorado knocked off Minnesota 5-2 to take a 3-1 lead in that series. Former hockey standout player and coach Marco Siecki is getting ready to host his 8th annual Casting for Kids fishing tournament on four different lakes in the Madison area this Saturday. The event expected to surpass $1 million in fundraising for
pediatric cancer research at the American Family Children's Hospital and the Carbone Cancer Center. So we've had so many families that we've known that have been affected by it. We've had people and families that we were able to spotlight at our event, and we will do so again this year. It just hits home. You know, I mean, it's on the cancer side, on the kids side, and the miracle workers at the hospital. So we're just lucky enough that we can raise some funds, raise the awareness, and be able to hopefully give some money back.
For more information, how to donate and take part in the live auction, which is currently underway, go to castingforkids.org. That's casting, the number 4, kids.org. Brewer top prospect Andrew Fisher, the Midwest League's Player of the Week. The Timber Rattlers will open a series against South Bend at home in the Fox Cities tonight. Peoria also plays at Beloit. Brewers back in action tonight, playing host to the San Diego Padres. And the Packers will learn their schedule this week. The NFL will reveal that. And the 2026 schedule on Thursday. Leaks will be coming out throughout the week, including the Giants and Cowboys to open season on Sunday night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.